lahat ay umuko at manalangin. Ama namin Diyos po na makapangyarihan sa lahat. Salamat po sa pagkakataong ito na kami po ay makapag-aral ng inyong salita. We pray na bigyan niyo kami ng karunungan. I pray na ipaunawa niyo sa amin ang pagsisisi at pananampalataya. Tulungan niyo kami sa ngalan namin Panginoong Kristo. Amen.
Okay. So, share na lang. Kung share kayo niya, no? Share kayo.
We have you here.
Share na lang muna. Share na rin.
Sa ating pag-aaral, makinig, sa ating pag-aaral, nakita natin, sa ating pag-aaral, nakita natin, ano yung ibig sabihin, So, sa ating pag-aaral, nakita na natin yung kahulugan ng pagsisisi. So, last week, ano ang mga bagay, a quick review lamang, ano yung mga bagay na hindi ibig sabihin ng repentance? What are the things that repentance is not actually the meaning of it? Ano yung contradiction? William?
Remorse for sins.
Remorse for sin. So, ano pa? Hindi ang repentance ay hindi remorse. Hindi din siya. Ano pa? Dalawa pang bagay.
Biblical.
Hindi siya. Biblical, no?
Turning from sin towards God.
The wrong definition of repentance. I'm asking about the wrong definition of repentance. So what that we discussed last week.
Reformation.
That's right. Repentance is not reformation. Repentance is not remorse. And repentance is not, last one,
penance.
So, now, today, we're going to continue the wrong definition of repentance. And firstly, repentance is not, in page number 4 in your English copy, you can go to your English copy and turn it in page number 4. Sa Tagalog, I think it's page number 5. So, page number 4, repentance is not mere confession or acknowledgement of sin. So pagka sinabing pagsisisi o pag-repent or pagtalikod, hindi siya mukhang labas na. So repentance is not mere confession or acknowledgement of sin. Repentance is also not mere acknowledgement of sin. Why? Halimbawa, ikaw ay isang taong nagkasala. And sinabi mo, okay, nagkasala ako. Is that repentance? When you say, for example, you did wrongdoing, like let's say drunk card, or you steal somebody's property, and you came to a point that you acknowledge, oh, what I'm doing is wrong. Yun ba ay pagsisisi? Is that repentance? Is that biblical repentance or no?
No.
Why? Raise your hand. Grace. Cham, sorry.
Hindi po siya tumalikot.
Tama, hindi siya tumalikot.
At saka hindi niya po inconsider na mali yung ginawa ko as yung nahiya siya sa
pangalan. Tama, very good yun. Kasi one of the example, itingnan nyo, in Exodus 9:27, Pharaoh confess and acknowledge his sin, but does it mean it's repent? Is it repentance? In Exodus 9:27, sino nakakita na pakibasa? Mikey, can you read it, please?
And Pharaoh said and called for Moses and Aaron. He said unto them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous.
Okay, so in this example, Pharaoh acknowledged his sin. He confessed his sin. But does it mean, is it biblical repentance? Does it mean biblical repentance? Not at all. Why? Aside from what Cham said.
There's no turning to God.
There's no turning to God. So, exactly. So, ang tao, pwede niyang aminin na siya'y nagkasala. Pwede kong aminin na, ay, mali yung pagnanakaw ko. Mali yung aking pagsuway sa magulang. Mali yung aking pag-iinom. Mali yung aking paninigarilyo. Pwede mong i-acknowledge siya, i-confess siya, pero hindi siya biblical repentance. The key word or the important thing that you need to remember for a biblical repentance, yes, there should be a confession and acknowledgement, but it should be toward God. For example, if I acknowledge sa inyo na, halimbawa ganito, ninakawan ko kayong lahat. Pumunta ako sa inyong, halimbawa, ninakawan ko kayong lahat and then nahuli ako and then sinabi ko, inaamin ko na nagkasala ako sa inyong lahat. Pero hindi ko isasauli yung ninakaw sa inyo. Does it mean repentance? No. Kasi there's no action involved. So that is just an example. But the important thing that you need to remember is just like last time when remember that prodigal son, that is our best example of biblical repentance. Even though the prodigal son sinned against his father, he acknowledged that he sinned against heaven. So, magkagayon din sa atin, ang tanda ninyo, kailangan merong direction ang pag-repent. Not toward the people, we studied that last week, that's a remorse. Not toward the word, not toward any other thing, but it should be toward God. Kailangan yung makita na pagka ang repentance, ang biblical repentance, yes, i-confess mo, i-acknowledge mo yung kasalanan mo, pero patungo sa Diyos. So, ganun. Another thing is, repentance is not merely changing from unbelief to belief. Repentance is not merely changing from unbelief to belief. And ito yung napakalaga. Alam nyo ba na many Baptist churches in our time right now corrupt the meaning of repentance. They say na repentance is just change your mind from unbelief to belief. That's their definition. Pero as we are studying our lesson, it's not repentance. Why? Diba ang repentance, ang original word niya ay pagtalikod at pagbabago ng pag-iisip? At sabi ng maraming simbahan ngayon, maraming Baptist ang nagsasabi ngayon, na pag sinabi mong repentance ay pagtalikod sa hindi paniniwala, patungo sa paniniwala. Hindi paniniwala sa Diyos at paniniwala ngayon sa Diyos. Is that biblical repentance? If I turn from my unbelief to God, yeah, I don't believe God right now, and I repented, and now I believe to God. Is that biblical repentance? Anyone?
No.
William, why?
Because there's still no turning from sin.
That's good. Exactly. That's faith. If you turn, and that's the thing. The corrupt definition of the word of the many churches right now about repentance is not repentance at all. It's faith. Kung ikaw ay tatalikod sa hindi paniniwala sa paniniwala, that's not repentance. That is faith. And faith and repentance are two different things in the Bible. So, for example, in Acts 26, in Hebrews 6, tingnan nyo. Hebrews 6, verse 1. Hebrews 6:1. Joe, can you read it? Hebrews 6:1.
Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance for dead works and faith toward God.
Okay. Napansin nyo, in Hebrews 6:1, this is one of the passages in the Bible that mention faith and repentance in the same verse. And if you notice, What is the direction of repentance? Repenting from what? Dead works. It's not repentance from unbelief. And also, in verse number 1, you see the faith. What's the direction of faith? It's toward God. So, in Hebrews 6:1, ito yung isang talata sa Bible na malinaw na nagsasabi na magkaiba ang repentance at ang faith. Kasi palayong binanggit dito. And dito, ang repentance ay pagtalikod sa mga patay na gawa. Meaning, patay na gawa, halimbawa, gumagawa ka ng mabuti para sa iyong kaligtasan, nagsasakramento ka. And any dead works, work salvation, any work salvation is dead work. And that's the thing na kailangan mong talikuran. Okay? At yung pananampalataya is iba din bagay. So, yung definition ng maraming simbahan na ang repentance ay mula sa hindi paniniwala, patungo sa paniniwala ay hindi matotohanan. The reason is, una, ang mga nakita natin, si John the Baptist, si Jesus Christ, si Apostle, ang mga apostol, ay nangaral na repentance from sin. Hindi repentance from unbelief. Kung di remember yung mga preachings ng mga biblical characters na napag-aralan natin previously, sila ba ay nagsasabi na mag-repent sa hindi paniniwala? Hindi. Just like John the Baptist. Sabi ni John the Baptist, yung mga sundalo na nangingikil at gumagawa ng mga bayulente, talikuran nyo yan. Yung mga magnanakaw, kailangan talikuran nyo yan. So, hindi siya unbelief. Katulad ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo, nangaral din siya ng repentance mula sa kasalanan. Si Apostle Paul, si Apostle Peter, nangaral sila ng pagsisisi sa kasalanan. So, that's the important thing. And don't get deceived. Because if you examine many churches today, the problem is not believing repentance because they believe in repentance. But they put a wrong definition in repentance. The many Baptist church today, they don't give up repentance because they see in the Bible that there is a repentance. But what they do is they corrupt the meaning of it. Meaning, tingnan nyo, pakinggan nyo to. Can you get saved kung hindi mo, halimbawa, pwede ka bang maligtas kung hindi mo tatalikuran yung mali mong paniniwala? Halimbawa, you're a Buddhist. Maybe you're Islam, Muslim. Islam, you're in Islam religion. And you believe in Allah, na ang Diyos mo ay si Allah. And then sabi mo na, oy, gusto kong maligtas sa pamamagitan ni Jesus Christ. If I turn from my unbelief to Jehovah God, and I say repented and believe now in Jehovah God, but I still believe in Allah at the same time, does it mean salvation? No. Kasi nga, hindi ka tumalikod sa maling paniniwala. And that's the problem with the wrong definition of repentance. If you just change your unbelief to belief, and you don't repent from the false belief, from wrong teachings, from sin, it doesn't make sense. Kasi kung ganun, pwede kang maligtas pala na meron ka pa rin maling paniniwala. And that's a wrong thing in the Bible. So, we see na ang repentance is not mere confession. Kahit magsabi ka na ikaw ay nagkasala, it doesn't mean na ikaw ay ligtas. Kailangan it's toward God. The second thing is, repentance is not merely changing from unbelief to belief. Repentance is repenting from dead works, from sin toward God. Now, third is, repentance is not mere changing one's mind. Brother RJ, parang contradiction na. Ang sabi ng ating lesson, ang pagsisisi daw ay hindi lamang pagbabago ng isipan. Akala ko ba, Brother RJ, ang repentance ay merong pagbabago ng isipan? Pero kung pagbabago lang ng isipan, for example, ganito. Dati, akala ko na si Jesus Christ ay tao lamang. And then nagbago yung isipan ko na si Jesus Christ pala ay buktong na anak ng Diyos. I changed my mind. Does it mean repentance? No. Because you just changed your mind. Halimbawa, ganito. Ikaw ay nagnanakaw. And nakita mo na mali ang pagnanakaw. Halimbawa, nakulong ka ng 3 taon dahil sa pagnanakaw mo. And then nagbago yung isipan mo, ay mali ang pagnanakaw, hindi na ako magnanakaw. Does it mean biblical repentance? No. You just change your mind. Tandaan nyo, pagka biblical repentance, laging una, there is something that you left behind. False teaching, sin, false religion, dead works. And the direction of repentance should always be toward God. Kung ikaw ay mag-change of mind lang, if you just change your mind towards something and you don't repent toward God, it's not a biblical repentance. Now, repentance is not turning from all sin in the sense of some sort of sinless perfection. It is a change of mind towards sin that the sinner no longer intend to walk in rebellion against God. Now, it says that repentance is not stopping that sin. What I mean is, for example, if I'm a thief, and do I need to stop stealing at all in order to get saved? If I'm an adulterer, do I need to really stop doing adultery in order to get saved? Or for example, I'm a liar. To make it simple, if I'm a liar, do I need to stop lying at all, meaning 100% no lie at all, in order for me to get saved? Who says yes? Who says no? Who says yes? Grace, why?
Ano po, kasi diba, ano sa pagkasabi niyo po na, ano, kailangan mo maligtas kasi, kailangan mo magbago muna bago ka maligtas.
Okay.
Itigil
mo muna yung parang yung ginagawa mo. Okay, very good. Pero kung ganito, follow-up question. Yes, tama yung point ni Grace. For example, hindi ko kaya talaga hindi makapagsinungaling. Halimbawa, right now, kahit ako ngayon, nakakapagsinungaling ako. Even right now, I commit lying. Even I got saved for many years. Sometimes I lie and sometimes I sin. Meaning, di ba ko ligtas? So, repentance is not in the sense of some sort of sinless perfection. That's the key. Because if you achieve sinless perfection, meaning at all, you stop lying and doing any sin anymore, that is a work salvation. Now, what is the difference of biblical repentance? If sinless perfection is wrong and it's a work salvation, what anong pagkakaiba ngayon ng biblical repentance? Kung yung pagiging totally na hindi ka na gumagawa ng kasalanan ay hindi biblical repentance, ano ngayon ang biblical repentance?
Hindi ka kumilala
parang sa Panginoon. Pwede yun? Question. With regards to doing sin, what's the difference? If a person really biblically repented, what's the difference between doing his sin before he got saved and doing that same sin after he got saved? What's the difference? Halimbawa, to make it example, because some of the sin is very cruel and you need to stop it at all. Covetousness. For example, covetousness. Nakita mo before you got saved that covetousness and sin. And if you repented from covetousness and toward God, you will get saved. But during your Christian life, you saw something interesting from the market and you coveted after it. You sin in coveting things before you got saved, and you after you got saved, you also committed covetousness. So, ito yung pagkakaiba. Yung covetousness ay yung paghangad ng mga bagay na hindi sa'yo. Yan ay kasalanan sa salita ng Panginoon. Before ka maligtas, naghahangad ka. Naligtas ka, and then after you got saved, you still commit covetousness. Maybe accidentally, or maybe intentionally, pero ikaw ay ligtas na. So ano yung pagkakaiba? What's the difference between the sin? So the thing here is, remember, repentance is changing your mind toward from sin. Meaning, before you got saved, you really love to do that. You intentionally do that sin. Katulad ko, nung ako'y bagong maligtas, intentionally kong magnakaw, I intentionally commit stealing, I intentionally disobey my parents. Pero when I get saved, even though I did some of those sin, even after I got saved, my mind is changed already. I don't like to do that again. And whenever I do that, there is a confession of my sin toward God, and a guilty of sin. And it's different now. So ang pagkakaiba nun ay parang ganito, pakinggan nyo to. Ito yung example. Halimbawa, nagnanasa ka before ng mga bagay, nakita mo kasalanan yan sa Bible. And then ikaw ay na-saved, meaning tinalikuran mo, you repented sa pagnanasa. And then ngayon, ligtas ka na, Kristiyano, nagnanasa ka pa rin. Halimbawa, may nakita kang cellphone ng kaklase mo, and then nagkasala ka ng pagnanasa, sana may ganun din akong cellphone. Pero ikaw ay nagsisina long time ago. Ano yung pagkakaiba? Ang pagkakaiba nun is kung gaano mo binago yung pag-iisip mo sa ganung kasalanan. Kasi kung before, mahal mo at wala kang pakundangan at wala kang iniisip sa paggawa ng kasalanan. Pero ang isang taong ligtas, nagkakasala pa rin siya, pero iba na yung pag-iisip niya. Nakita niya na nagkakasala siya sa Panginoon, merong pagtalikod, daily confession ng kasalanan. Kumbaga, the main thing na tandaan niyo is, ang isang tao hindi ligtas, mahal niya palagi gawin ang kasalanan na yun. He loves to do sin. If a person is not saved, he loves to do sin. But if a person is saved, he still commits sin, but the love for doing it should not be there anymore. Kasi kung patuloy ka pa rin mahal mo ang paggawa ng kasalanan, questionable ang iyong kaligtasan. Questionable yung repentance mo. Tunay ba na nagbago ang pag-iisip mo sa kasalanan ito? So, that's the thing. Ang repentance is not a sinless perfection in a sort of some sinless perfection, but it is a change of mind towards sin. Change of mind towards sin. Nagbago dapat ang pagtanaw mo, ang pag-iisip mo sa kasalanan na to. Now, tandaan nyo din na ang repentance ay turning to God from sin is not a work salvation. Repentance, which is turning to God from sin, is not a work salvation. Kung halimbawa, tatalikod ka sa kasalanan, nagbago yung pag-iisip mo sa kasalanan na nakita mo na mali pala to, and you don't do it anymore for the sense na you see that it's wrong, and you repented from that sin toward God, is it a work? Is it a work? Did you exert effort? I mean, trabaho ba yun? Is it trabaho nagliligtas? Not at all. Kasi, hindi, tandaan nyo, ang kaligtasan, hindi yung pagtigil sa gawa-gawa ng kasalanan. Repentance is not just stopping that specific sin. Because that is a work salvation. Halimbawa, kailangan ko muna palang
panggalin yung mga kasalanan na ito, kasalanan na ito, kasalanan na ito, kasalanan na ito, bago ko maligtas. It is a work salvation. But repentance is you should change your mind on the sin, on the sin, on the sin, and the sin. You change your mind. Na i-acknowledge mo na malito at lalapit ka sa Panginoon in that, for that reason. So, medyo nakakalito siya, pero I hope na in the succeeding lesson, we're going to see illustration of repentance in the Bible, and I hope it will give clarity. For example, just to give you a preview on what we are discussing, remember Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, when he got saved, did he already stop corrupting his fellow citizen? Meaning, on the exact day? Nung nakita ni Jesus Christ si Zacchaeus, at nung sabi ni Zacchaeus kay Jesus Christ, Panginoon, ibabalik ko yung aking mga ninakaw. On that point of time, did he stop sinning at all? Or he just changed his mind toward his sin? It's just a change of mind. On that point na siya'y nag-repent, hindi pa niya binalik in a sense na tinigil niya na yung pagnanakaw niya. Yes, of course, we know na tinigilan ni Zacchaeus ang kanyang pagnanakaw. Pero on that point of time, that's a good illustration of changing your mind. Changing your mind sa pagnanakaw. So, I hope na in the succeeding lesson, bibigyan ko yun ng clarity. I'll give more clarity on that. That salvation, that repentance is not a work salvation. That's one thing. And repentance is not sinless perfection. And repentance is just changing your mind toward, from sin toward God. I will give clarity on that. If you have a question later, we can cater that. Now, lastly, repentance is not merely the same as believing. Repentance is not merely the same as believing. Now, this is connected to the wrong definition that we discussed a while ago, that repentance is not merely changing from unbelief to belief. And in this part, repentance is not the same as faith. Now, how can you prove that? Paano mo mapapatunayan bilang Kristiyano na magkaiba ang repentance and faith? As a Bible-believing Christian, if someone asks you about what's the difference between repentance and faith, can you prove it from the Bible that those two are different things? So yun ang ating titingnan. Ano yung bakit, halimbawa, tingnan nyo, in the book of Acts, this is one of the passages that the false teachers of our time uses to give a wrong definition about repentance. Now, in Acts 16:30, can you read it? William, can you read it?
Acts 16:30, and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
Okay. Now, ang storya nito, si Apostle Paul ay at si Silas ay nakulong, at yung guardia, yung prison guard, ay nagtanong, Paul, Sir, what must I do to get saved, to be saved? What must I do to be saved? Sir Paul, Apostle Paul, napakinggan po yung inyong mga awit nung kayo nakakulong ni Silas. Ano yung gagawin ko upang ako ay maligtas? Now, verse 31, William, can you read 31? What Paul answered to the prison keeper?
And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thine house.
Okay. Sabi dito ni Paul, believe. He didn't mention repentance. Okay. So, kung merong pinaka-importanting tanong sa buhay ng tao, this is the question of the prison keeper. This should be the question of all of us. What must I do to be saved? Ano yung dapat kong gawin upang maligtas? And here, you see that Paul said, he didn't mention repentance. He said, believe. So, the false teachers of our time uses this passage to say that repentance and faith are the same thing.
So how can you defend that? How can you explain na bakit itong verse na to hindi binanggit ang repentance? Napakalaga yung tanong ng prison keeper, but he didn't mention repentance. William?
Use all the scripture, not just one or two verses.
Probably. Joe?
The jailer was already repentant.
That's right. At this point of time, he already repented. Because, tandaan nyo, remember, many passages in the Bible only says believe. And many passages in the Bible only mention repentance. So both repentance and faith are used independently in many passages. It depends sa context. In this point of time, we believe that the prison keeper is already repenting. That's why he said, the exact point that he asked Paul, what must I do to be saved, is you can see the repentant heart there. So ang bagay dito, ang tandaan nyo, sa maraming bahagi ng Bible, minsan, believe lang ang sinasabi. Just like John 3:16. Whosoever believeth, nabanggit doon, di ba Grace, binasa? Whosoever believeth, hindi binanggit doon, whosoever believeth and repented. And many passages din in the Bible that says, only repent. Likewise, yung katulad ng preaching ni John the Baptist, ni Jesus Christ, they say, repent, repent. Yung Luke 13:3, repent. So, may bahagi ng Bible that only say repentance, and merong bahagi ng Bible that only say believe. Depending sa context. At this point of time, the reason why Paul said the word believe to the prison keeper is because the prison keeper is already repenting at this point of time. So, katulad ng for example, yung Luke 13, yung pangangaral ni Peter during the day of Pentecost. Tingnan nyo in Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, in Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Sino nakakita na? Mikey, can you read it? Acts 2:37.
Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, we shall we do?
Okay, the same question with the prison keeper. Parehong tanong na tinanong ng prison keeper. Pero at this time, yung mga tao na nakukonvict, na prick in their heart sa preaching ni Peter patungkol sa pagpako nila kay Jesus Christ, ang sabi niya, what shall we do? Verse 38, what Peter said. Mikey, can you read 38?
Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Did you see believe there? Nakita nyo ba yung word na believe? So nakita nyo, may pagkakaiba. Makinig muna dito. Yung prison keeper, sinabi believe. Pero ito, sabi ni Peter, repent. So what's the difference? The difference is the context. Yung prison keeper, you see from his action that prison keeper is already repenting. That's why Paul said, believe. And at this point of time, the context ng Acts chapter 2, they didn't repent yet. So that's why Peter said, repent and be baptized. So, yun yung clarity nun. Ang belief and unbelief, ang faith and repentance are different things. Pero tandaan nyo din, pakinggan nyo, may mga passages then in the Bible that mention both things. Makinig muna dito. Kayaan nyo lang. Okay lang matulog. Basta huwag mag-ingay. Kung may mga passages in the Bible na nagsasabing faith alone and repentance alone, marami siya, meron ding mga passages in the Bible that says both things. Halimbawa, Hebrews 6:1, nakita na natin yun, repentance from dead works and faith toward God. And the next thing is, tingnan nyo, Acts 20:21. In Hebrews 6:1, pwede niyo siyang i-highlight, tandaan, it says repentance and faith at the same verse. And also in Acts 20:21, tingnan niyo, Acts 20:21. Joe, can you read it?
Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. So, they are different things. So, tandaan nyo, ang repentance is not merely the same as believing. Kasi una, tigit sa lahat, hinighlight siya ng mga apostol ni Jesus Christ, ni John the Baptist. Pero at the same time, hinahighlight din ng mga preachers na ito, like Paul, like Peter, yung believe for the context na nagre-repent na yung tao ito. Now, ang tanong, pwede bang maligtas ang isang tao kung meron siyang repentance pero wala siyang belief? Can a person get saved if he repent but don't believe? Why?
You need both.
You need both. However, kung ano, vice versa, in the opposite, if a person believe and don't repent, doesn't repent, if a person doesn't repent, can he get saved? Is it possible? Meaning, is it possible that a person truly believe Jesus Christ as the Savior, but doesn't repent? Is it? Halimbawa, meron isang, ako, halimbawa, ay, pinaniniwala, halimbawa, nag-witness ka sa iyong kaklase, and sinabi niya, yes, naniniwala na ako na si Jesus Christ ang Savior. Pero hindi ako nag-repent pa. Does it mean salvation? Why?
Nag-believe
lang siya. And how can you prove it in the Bible? Because tandaan nyo, the false teachers of our time do that. The false teachers of our time do that. They only focus in belief and they don't ever mention repentance. So kung isang tao ay nag-believe na, sinasabi na lang saved na yun. Pero, does it mean salvation? Meron isang example in Acts 2, tingnan nyo to, you can use this verse to prove that believing alone is not salvation. In Acts, John chapter 2, makinig dito, John chapter 2, verse number 24 and 25. Anyone? Can you read it, William?
But Jesus did not commit himself unto men because he knew all men. And he needed not that any should testify of him, for he knew what was in him.
Okay. I'm sorry, verse 23 first, sorry. 23, yeah, just read 23.
Now when he was in Jerusalem at Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did.
And then verse 24.
But Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men.
Okay, according to this verse, Jesus did many miracles and many believe in his name. Verse 23, many believe in his name. So nung gumawa si Jesus Christ ng mga miracle, naniwala ang maraming tao sa kanyang pangalan. But does it mean salvation? Because in verse 24, it says, but Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men. Meaning, he was not convinced to these people that believe on his name because Jesus Christ knew them. Jesus Christ knew their hearts because these people doesn't repent. They just believe na, okay, Jesus Christ is doing miracles. I believe on him because of his miracles. Pero it's not salvation. It's not salvation. If a person just believe, halimbawa, just in my example a while ago, a Muslim person who believes in Allah and he now confessed that he is now believing to the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, but he also believed in Allah, does it mean he's saved? No. But what's the problem? He truly believed Jesus Christ already. Pero what's the problem? Naniniwala pa rin siya kay Allah. And that's the problem. If a person truly believes Jesus Christ but doesn't repent, wrong belief, it's not salvation. So pwede mong idagdag, tandaan nyo to, pakinggan nyo to, pwedeng ang isang tao ay maniwala kay Jesus Christ ng buong puso, ng buong pagtitiwala. Pero it doesn't mean salvation. Kasi kailangan mong magbago ang pag-iisip mo sa iyong kasalanan. Now, ito yung assignment ko sa inyo. I have an exciting assignment for you. Remember the thief that was crucified with Jesus Christ? One person of the two got saved. Remember the story? Sa dalawang magnanakaw na kasama ni Jesus Christ nung siya'y pinako, one of them got saved. Remember? Kasi sabi ni Jesus Christ, today, ngayon din, kakasamahin kita sa aking paraiso. I will be with you in the paradise. Remember the story? Can you tell me the thief repentance and thief faith on that scenario? So my assignment for you, any one of you, read the passage of the thief and tell me, is he repenting? Is he believing? And prove it to me next week. Okay? So ito yung assignment ko. Nung ipinako si Jesus Christ, makikita niyo yan sa gospel accounts, sa Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, meron dalawang nakapako din sa kanya. At yung isang magnanakaw, ang sabi ng magnanakaw, na isa, akala ko ba ikaw si Jesus? Akala ko ba ikaw yung Messiah? Bakit hindi ka bumaba dyan at iligtas mo din kami? At ang nangyari, tinuka siya ng raven. There's a raven na tumuka sa kanya. Hindi yun nasave. Pero yung isang tao, siya ay nasave. Kasi sabi ni Jesus Christ, ngayon din, kakasamahin kita sa paraiso. At yung taong magnanakaw na ngayon, nasa langit siya ngayon. Kasi sabi ni Jesus Christ. So pinag-uusapan natin, we are discussing the importance of repentance and faith. And my assignment is, can you tell me the thief repentance and the thief faith that lead him to get saved? Kasi napapag-usapan natin na ang repentance at faith ay parehong mahalagang bagay. And the second assignment, pwedeng isa lang yung gawin nyo. You don't need to do the two assignment that I'm going to give. Just one. So the second assignment is, we believe that Judas is not saved. We believe that. But Judas, in somehow, change his mind. And can you explain me why it is not saving faith and saving repentance next week? Okay. So I'm going to ask you, what's your idea on those things? Pwedeng isa lang. You don't need to work on those two. Just one of them. You choose. So pwedeng isa lamang yung piliin ninyo. Una, yung thief. Pangalawa, si Judas Iscariot. So, do you have any question? We're done. Our discussion is today. Meron kayong tanong? Okay. So, tandaan nyo lang, the important thing, una, ang repentance is not just confession. If a person just acknowledge, inaamin mo lang na ikaw ay makasalanan, but there's no repentance. Makinig muna dito, BJ. Patapos na tayo. Ang repentance ay hindi lamang pag-amin ng iyong kasalanan. Pangalawa, ang repentance ay hindi unbelief to believe. Ang repentance ay hindi kapareho siya ng pananampalataya. Ang tanong, bakit ang mga verses ay nagsasabing belief lang? Bakit ang ibang verses ay nagsasabing repent lang? That the answer is, it depends sa context. But if you examine the context of every salvation events in the Bible, you can see repentance and faith from them. And the third thing is, repentance is not mere changing one's mind in the sense of having a sinless perfection. Repentance is not sinless perfection because that is a work salvation. So kung wala na, Hunyam, wala kayong tanong? So meron kayong two assignments. Pwedeng isa lang yung gawin nyo. And Anyone na mag-study, basahin yung thief, yung story ng thief, you can share it next week. So, William, can you close us in a word of prayer?
Dear Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to meet you in your house and sing praises to your name and glorify you. We ask that you would bless Brother Archie, and we thank you for the opportunity to hear things from your word and learn about repentance and saving faith. I ask that you would help us worship you in spirit and truth today in Jesus' name.